Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're going to give you answers you are not, and I say not, going to find elsewhere. Whether it's your doctor, cardiologist, go online to the sewer net. I think you're going to become a channel the wisdom of the nations. You're not, but you're going to hear questions and answers you're not going to hear elsewhere. You raised a very good question, David Nierley from Vasa Medical, that makes the ECCP, extracorporeal counterpulsation. Now, this therapy, and I know from cases that I've actually seen firsthand, rebuilds new vascular blood vessels in the heart. So whether you have serious hypertension, angina, or you're heading toward a bypass or a stent, this is the alternative that will supply new blood vessels to your heart. The only other therapy that will do that is a thing called the alligator procedure in 5 centers in America. Lutheran Hospital, where I've sent many cases over the last 20 years to Lutheran, they would actually put a catheter up your groin, into your heart, punching about 300 holes in the heart muscle, give you a growth factor, actually stimulate new vessel formation, when your body is quite capable of doing that if you do 3 things. First, you take our NutriMeds. Number 2, take our cardiac and vascular peptides. But most importantly, get ECCP therapy, where they pulsate these bladders between 180 and 220 millimeters of pressure between heartbeats. It actually fills your heart in diastole and actually creates new blood vessels. So angina goes away, new blood vessels are formed in the heart, and you don't need a bypass or stents. We now know the research has shown that. So I'm wondering, and you raise this question, David, why don't the cardiologists move the guidelines backward rather than the end stage when someone's ready to croak? That they finally say, hey, let's finally do ECCP. They should do it at the start of severe hypertension, long before angina or a treadmill stress test or cardiolipin CT scan is positive or a high-speed CT scan shows calcification plaque. Why don't they do it earlier? Do you have any answers to that? I mean, I'm boggled by why as soon as someone starts to have a diagnosis of congestive heart failure, angina, or any cardiac disease like severe hypertension, why don't they do this? What's the reason?
Well, I think a lot of it stems from the training that the cardiologist receives. They're trained to do stents, they're trained to write prescriptions for meds, they're trained by the drug companies and the universities to do they're trained to do bypass surgery.
I got a joke for you. Now, I like to watch either the international, House Hunter International or National, and I like to watch the foodie channels to see different places, whether it was Bourdain in the past, and unfortunately, Bourdain killed himself. God knows what happened there. He probably was on a cardiac or other drugs that made his chances of suiciding much higher, which, by the way, these drugs will do. But I watch Zimmern that has the latest one is this, The List, which is quite funny because he's a funny character and he's a bit of a food curmudgeon. I mean, he's a character. But when I see them going to places like Branson, Missouri, and they have all these different outlets where they have, you know, the old style food and toffee and all the other things. And you got to understand that medicine is a business, okay? And, you know, the business model is, and I found this out the hard way, because I went into medicine very naive. I had lots of talents. I was recruited to from grade 11 to go to MIT in nuclear plasma physics. I was recruited, basically I finished my PhD in marine genetics and organic acid engine and bacteriology research at 21, and I just had to write the thesis. But I went into medicine thinking doctors have really high motives. They really want to solve disease and fix things. And you might go into medical school thinking that, but by the time you finish your medical school and residency, you realize you got to be protect your turf. And if your turf involved, let's say, a dozen procedures, whether it's an orthopedic surgeon or a plastic surgeon or a cardiologist, your big cash cow items, you do not want somebody to say, hey, you know, this really doesn't work, and we have an alternative where you have to lay on a table for 35 sessions and simply have your legs pumped and take some nutraceuticals and some cardiac peptides that we have from the Russian Academy of Sciences and maybe a transthoracic photochromic light therapy and epigenetic frequency. And guess what? You'll rebuild new arteries and your pingo changeo without a catheter, put up your groin or anything else, you grow new blood vessels. Duh. The reason it's bad for business. It's like any business, that's what's really going on. And people don't want to hear this, do they? But the actual studies done by cardiologists have proven stents and bypasses don't work. They don't make you live 1 month longer. That's not good, is it?
No. No.
So I'll tell you what. I'm going to go over briefly what is heart disease. And you may or may not heard a lot of these details, but I recited them 19 years ago. Is it 19 years? No, it's more than that now. 21 years ago. This is I'm thinking of my other another event. 21 years ago to Dr. Roger Damley. Dr. Damley was an invasive cardiologist. We shared space because I took over as a locum for general internist practice and worked in the intensive care unit because I'm an ICU doctor. I'm an internal medicine doctor. I'm a trauma doctor. I've done every kind of surgery to step open heart and brain, orthopedics, plastic, general surgery, even eye surgery, cataracts. And I'm going to tell you, having worked in the ICU and then sharing office space with Damley, he said, hey, Bill, I heard you know what causes atherogenesis. So this is my information from 21 years ago, and it's considerably updated since then, because I worked with Phil Broughton, who is a PhD, a British biochemist who worked at EL Labs in Los Angeles. And since then, we have other labs like Veritas Labs that can measure all your cardiac markers, Meridian Valley Labs that uses a dual laser viscometer, and I had one of my ops in Denver. I had the only one west of Harvard. I worked with a Harvard cardiology in the late 90s and early 2000s. And remember, when you do something that pisses off the powers that be, you're going to come under their radar. They don't like you. You're going to upset people. Okay? Just like I upset at the Workers' Compensation Board of Colorado by doing ratings by the book and using advanced technology like nerve mapping I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, which is called axonpain.com. I invented the technology to take his subjective test approved in 1997 to become objective. So here's what atherogenesis is. Firstly, in order to create plaque, you need three things. You need to have unopposed calcium activity, i.e., you have to have deficiencies of vitamin K2, which will allow you to calcify. You have to have cytokine levels that oxidize fatty acids and cholesterol. When cholesterol is oxidized, it becomes 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol. Your body can even develop antibodies against that form of oxidized cholesterol. Now, a cell called a big eater or macrophage comes along, it sees these little fat globules in the intima lining of the artery and tries to clean it up. They're like the janitor of your arteries. When a janitor comes along and eats these fat globules, they don't just crawl away and have a nice day. They actually crawl away and die. And they die on site, usually at the bifurcation of blood vessels or areas where there's eddy currents. And when they die, they actually release a thing called soluble ICAM 1 and 2. And they release other cytokines that actually cause platelet aggregation and fibrin aggregation. And eventually they release enough changes that you actually get calcification of the plaque. So you end up with a calcified plaque in the blood vessel who doesn't respond with a shearing pulsatile force called a secondary pulsatile force in response to the shearing force of the heart. They actually become like a stiff garden pipe hose laid out in the garden with strong silent on it. In other words, you don't wrap your hose up. You stick it and lay it out in the yard in the sun, and the sun bakes it, and the artery gets baked. Now, when your heart's pumping against resistance, you get higher blood pressure. You get lower perfusion, so your heart pumps harder and harder, and the kidney responds by putting out inflammatory molecules like C-reactive protein. In fact, they now have a new treatment now where they actually denervate non-invasively the kidneys, so they can't generate in the autonomic reflex the C-reactive protein and angiotensin-converting enzyme. That's a real treatment available right now, okay, to lower blood pressure. So your kidneys respond to the fact that you had these things. Now, why do other cultures not get heart disease? There's more sugar in say, Sri Lanka in their diet than ours. But they don't have a high amount of genetically modified food or oxidized fatty acids. So when you eat beef, for example, that's given grains, they're not only GMO grains, but they're grains that increase free radicals and have pro-inflammatory fatty acids like in the diet. You're going to increase the chances that you're going to get oxidized fatty acids and cholesterol. If you eat, for example, partially hydrogenated oils, if they get oxidized, they actually form trans fats that actually form these hardened fatty acids that will cause the macrophage to die. Okay? So that's the cause of it. So when I took care of Eskimos and Northwest Territories and Alaskans back 41 years ago with Dr. Moskowitz, a biochemist and cardiologist from the University of British Columbia, because he knew I was a biochemist, we found that their cholesterols were 10 to 15 times higher than normal, and they never got heart disease. We're not talking about 300. We're talking about 3,500 milligrams of cholesterol. So when somebody tells you your VLDL cholesterol is high, tell them to go to hell. Because without VLDL, you don't make sex hormones. So, you, by the way, if you're male, you get impotent. It also makes a myelin sheath in your brain, so you become demented. And you're going to heart failure because it cuts down CoQ10 if you take an LDL-lowering drug. So sessions. Yeah, gone.
Another tough question for you.
Okay, good. We're coming back.
Okay.
Attention all shoppers. And again, if we have someone brave enough out there, and I have very few brave people that are willing to do it, you can either call in, or if you're not quite that brave, you can even email your question, even with your first name and either your country or state you're from, so we won't identify or get your GPS coordinates. The caller number is 877-317-6432. I haven't had anybody ask me a really tough question, a mind-bending question, or a conniption question where your mind and brain turns inside out, in 6 years. Last time I had a doctor literally try to directly, you know, have a mixed mental martial arts with me as a doctor trying to defend vaccines about 6 years ago on the show. And I did an intellectual vivisection with him on air, and I love to do it. In fact, me, I'm like my Viking ancestors, because my name Deagle is Norwegian. I got Viking and Syrian, Lebanese, Jewish, Cohenic, broad blood. Every single one of my genes is a warrior gene. And I will defend you. But damn it, if you want a battle, I love it. I crave conflict. I crave intellectual go back and forth. And that's why, to me, I don't care if you're left or right. I just want you to ask better questions. I beg you to ask questions tough enough that I will, and this is both a natural and supernatural gift, I will provide an answer to any question you ask on Earth in any human activity. Or I use a Gordian knot, slicing mind-bending kind of Alexander the Great sword to the Gordian knot of whatever problem you present, and I will give you a logical analysis of how to find the solution. And that's a challenge on any topic. Nobody wants to be a taker. I don't get any tough questions unless I even beg my co-hosts to, for God's sake, ask me a question that you've been begging for other specialists or people for years, or geopoliticians or analysts or computer technologists or metallurgists or environmentalists. I can give you an answer to anything. Anything. Go ahead.
I have a question, Dr. Bill.
Uh-huh.
It relates to, let's say, Medicare and Medicaid. They want to reduce the cost of health care for the elderly.
Right.
And many elderly people have cardiovascular disease.
Right.
Presents as, let's say, angina or angina equivalent symptoms, and EECP is a low cost, non invasive therapy that has been proven and documented that works for these.
Right,
patients.
It would actually save them a ton of money.
Medicare and Medicaid push to have this higher on the ACC guidelines, or to be used earlier than doing much more expensive procedures.
Well, I can tell you right now, knowing cardiologists, a lot of the ones that have ECCP in their office, like here in Southern California, the guidelines, midlines, they just kind of say this person needs it. And in fact, if you found benefit from one session of 35-hour sessions, you can even repeat it the same year, and you can actually, even without a special authorization, do it the next year to make sure if your hypertension or angina isn't fully controlled and your cardiac output or your index is not improved, you can repeat it. Now, I tell people if you do a combination of these things, but you're absolutely right. These questions are real simple ones. If you find a simple thing like our NutriMed technology, cardiac and vascular peptides, and ECCP therapy, and transthoracic photochromic light therapy with Lumen at setting number 4 for your heart, and our EGFT frequencies to actually induce genes along with the peptides we give you for your heart and vascular tree, guess what? You're going to get better. Your angina is going to go away. You're going to create new blood vessels without somebody cracking your chest like you're a lobster tail getting the meat taken out. I mean, and I've talked to doctors recently. In fact, I consult with doctors and patients all over the country because they listen to me and they think, this guy's either really nuts or really smart. Well, guess what? Choose option number 2. And I'm also really brave. You're not going to find anybody on earth alive with a pulse braver than me, period. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what scientist, technologist, doctor tells you, I've discovered ECCP as like a miracle treatment. But you do need the NutriMeds, and you do need the cardiac and vascular peptides, and the other things to optimize it so that after 35 sessions, you've got a new heart. You've got new blood vessels. Your angina's gone. Your ability to have sex without worrying about angina having a heart attack is vastly improved. And if you need a second set of sessions, your doctor can even authorize it, even if these guidelines are relatively tight. So, to be honest with you, it'll happen when we get enough cardiologists that have done enough of these early treatments and say, I got a person with really bad hypertension and not responding to polydrug therapy and nutraceuticals. Get them on ECCP. I got somebody that's going to renal failure. You know, you don't just create new blood vessels in your heart. You create them in other solid organs, including your fat tissues and including your kidneys. So if you're having kidney failure, your GFR is going to improve just by simply doing ECCP. I bet you found that out too, right? That someone's kidney function improves after they've had ECCP therapy.
Yeah, there have been papers written on other organs in the body, let's say, that have had improved cardiovascular perfusion after following ECCP that was initially for angina.
And not only that, for the brain. There's two types of dementia. Do you know what they are? Three types, actually. Neurotransmitter, which means you're not creating neurotransmitters, number demyelinating, which is easy to find in a 2-1 weighted MRI scan, and quantitative surface electromyogram for Lexicor. And the third is vascular dementia, where you can see on a SPECT blood flow scan abnormal blood flow, or a PET, or positron emission tomography scan with fluorodeoxyglucose. I can do all these tests, and I can tell you precisely why you or your mama is getting demented. But guess what? When you grow new blood vessels and you improve the circulation in the existing ones, and you decalcify arteries with taking our NutriMeds with ECCP and your vascular and cardiac peptides, guess what? You perfuse your brain, your memory comes back, your ability to multitask comes back, your ability to actually have proper sleep comes back, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. So now a therapy that helps in conjunction with that is their Sonic Life. The sine wave exercise, the Sonic Life, is very similar physiologically to the pulsatile waves of contractile 100 seconds later after it contracts the little bladders over your calves, over your thighs, because that's what it does. It pulses your calves first and your thighs hundreds of a second later after your heartbeat. So it's basically the diastolic phase of cardiac contractility. It has three effects. Firstly, it causes a diastolic filling of your heart, which is normally empty. It does an epigenetic effect, which stimulates your heart to think, I'm not getting enough circulation, so I got to induce some peptides to make new blood vessels. So it's vascular-inducing. And number 3, it produces nitric oxide, which opens up your cardiac circulation. And number 4, it stimulates the antioxidant systems to decalcify arteries that are calcified and non-responsive that don't produce a secondary non-Newtonian fluid dynamic pulsatile wave, which supports 2/3 to 3/4 of the wave of the circulation from your heart, is not the heart. Harvey's model of the heart is stupid. It's wrong. It's 500 years old. It's wrong. All of your circulation back to your heart is the veins and venules of pulsatile waves since back to the right atrium. And 2/3 to 3/4 of the perfusion away from your heart to your tissues is a pulsatile wave of your aorta, your superior aortic vessels to your head, and your inferior vessels to the target organs, including your arteries and arterioles, and the release of nitric oxide. So that pulsatile wave, the secondary wave, means you have to have responsive vessels that are actually trained by ECCP. It actually trains your blood vessels to start contracting again, doesn't it?
Yes.
And there's lots of papers. In fact, if people ask me, say, Doc, do you have a library of this? Yeah. If you email me, I'll send it to you free. You can read it yourself. And if you're being abused by your cardiologist and taking drugs, drugs can be fine if you select the right ones like Entresto and Lasix. But a lot of drugs given are dangerous or stupid, like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. It'll cause rhabdomyolysis, kidney failure, or dementia, and loss of CoQ10 for your heart. ECCP is going to help.
If you...
And we have Fareed here. Fareed? We don't have him yet. Whew. Usually Fareed's right on the ball. Well, I'll just start off with, Fareed, talking about cardiovascular disease. Our flagship heart formula, I take tons of it. It's go good. If you're hypertensive and you're over age 20, or even if you're a teen with what we call MODY, mature onset diabetes of the young, often with hypertension, you need to be on cardiovasc. And it's the starter formula to deal with everything. It improves perfusion, it stops plaque formation, it improves the secondary peristaltic wave of your blood vessels to create perfusion, it stimulates nitric oxide, it lowers blood viscosity, it lowers inflammatory cytokines that are causing plaque in your artery walls. It does everything. We have people, for example, that have had fixed plaque in their, say, lower extremities, and one in 20 males over age 40 has a 93% blockage of a major artery below the knee, like the pudendal artery. And the amazing thing to me is you start on cardiovasc, and all of our customers, patients, and I call them customer patients, when they take it, because they are a patient, take cardiovasc. In 6 months, their cardiologist and vascular surgeon come back and say, oh, my God, you don't need surgery. I'm not going to be able to buy a bigger boat. I like to use it. We have Fareed. So we're doing the bigger boat analysis here, but we're spoiling it for the cardiologist because we give our people cardiovasc. Fareed.
Hey, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, I can hear a rushing sound in the background like wind.
That's right, because I'm about 60 seconds from home, so.
Ah, okay, so you were trying to hustle, but you weren't hustling quite as fast. So better to not die in a car accident, better to have a little wind in the background. Hopefully, So anyway, I had David Nierley on from Basal Medical, which produces the ECCP therapy that grows new blood vessels. Now, my armamentarium of technology for heart disease starts with the main formula of cardiovasc. And the reason why that main formula is so important is because it's like the center point for a tent of protection of your heart and blood vessels. It lowers blood viscosity, stops plaque formation, improves nitric oxide produce, reduces the formation of calcification of your arteries, and improves the peristaltic wave of your blood vessels to perfuse your tissues and return the circulation to your heart. And if you look at the actual model of what heart disease is, why is it so much in North America? Because we have a pro-inflammatory fatty acid diet. We have a deficiency of vitamin K2, which, by the way, most of your K2 is made by probiotic bacteria in your gut. And most people have a dysbiosis, which means if you don't have the right probiotic bacteria, the vitamin K2 deficiency is going to cause three things. Number one, cardiovascular disease. Number two, it's going to cause cancer. And number three, it's actually going to reduce the ability of your blood vessels to perfuse your tissues because the secondary wave of your vessels that are now calcified is gone. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to go through, I guess I'm going to wait till the wind stops and we'll go through all the seven products. But my current approach toward hypertension is, number one, take our nutrients. Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Magnesium Glycinate, Supernox, which reduces nitric oxide, Beat VO2 Max. I'm working on a new formula of our Angionox, which we had last year, and that'll be an upgraded formula with citrulline amino acid and other components to improve the nitric oxide generation without creating nitroperoxy radical, which if you take straight arginine, you can increase that risk. Our Supernox avoids that with a special component of our Supernox that prevents the formation of nitroperoxy radical when you use arginine. Now, when you take those things and you have our Omega Supreme Pro, which is monoglyceride, which is pro-anti-inflammatory fatty acids, and it's 400% more absorbed, it's a completely different modus than the idea of taking nutraceuticals that are relatively useless that have a label only. So, I think we need to maybe call you back because it's so noisy there.
Yeah, I'm done, Dr. Bill.
Okay, you're back. Okay. You're in the house. Okay. You're now safe. You're out of traffic. Okay, so let's go through all the seven components, because what people need to understand is the other knockoff formulas, and I think I'm going to actually mention them so people will know that I don't agree with these formulas. There's ones you can buy online at Amazon and Jet.com, but there's ones like Heart and Body and Stroh's Heart Drops, etc. These are knockoff formulas that are not the original formula. They don't have the right component of the plant. They don't test every batch for the biomolecules. They're using wrong part of the plant from the wrong continent. And you need to understand things like that and Extendivite. These are not my formulas. The original formula was developed by Sam Abraham, trained in Germany in pharmacognosy, which is a 5-year training, which is the best country in the world to get trained in this. And the formula works. We've been using it now. How many years have we been supporting cardiovascular? I mean, I think it's like 12 or 13 years, isn't it?
Yeah, approximately.
It's a long time. And we've had a lot of experience where we have testimonials up the yin-yang, as they say, of people getting better. Now, we can add our other nutraceuticals to that. It works better. Now we have other therapies to add further, like ECCP and cardiac peptides and transthoracic photochromatic light therapy with a setting number 4 luminin light pads. We have epigenetic frequency therapy that I can apply through the Sonic Life machine. We have hyperbaric oxygen with ozone, etc. We have all our nutraceuticals. There's no excuse for someone dying of heart disease now or having a vascular block. There really isn't. And if you just start on cardiovascular, you have a massive improvement just on that alone. So let's go through all seven components.
Sure. Well, the first component is using the leaf and flower extract,
which is the Vitaxin, right?
Yes.
Now, the Vitaxin is like a cardiotonic, like digoxin. It helps your heart and your blood vessels contract. And it has to be from the right part of the plant, because that's where all the research was done, on the European version of the plant from the leaf and flower. It's not the berry. Everybody else uses the berry. These other knockoff formulas think the berry's better. They're wrong. Okay? Next.
Yeah, so then we also have the garlic.
And it's not just regular garlic. It's aged garlic that has three properties. Number one, it has the property to kill off nanobacteria and other pathogens in the artery wall, because your arteries are not sterile. Same bacteria, by the way, around your teeth and periodontal tissues. Number two, it blocks angiotensin-converting enzyme, because if your kidneys presume you have low perfusion, they're going to generate these molecules to drive your blood pressure up and drive the inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein up. So it blocks that. So it does those three things. Basically, stops the cardiac markers of C-reactive protein, lowers kidney markers for angiotensin-converting enzyme to drive your blood pressure up, and it kills off the nanobacteria and other pathogens and viruses that grow in your artery walls, like Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, etc. And that's a big deal, okay? So, very important. You got to sterilize your arteries, and you got to make sure that these other hormonal changes don't occur that cause hypertension, etc., and inflammation. Next component.
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable biological molecule. The smallest is actually hydrogen. And the bilberry will penetrate through all organs, so it grabs free radicals. And that stops cholesterol and fatty acid oxidation that forms plaque. When the macrophage cells eat these oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids, that's what forms what's called a foam cell. Foam cell is the nidus of a plaque that eventually will calcify and create an unstable plaque that can split and form an embolus or just block the artery off de novo. Next component.
Then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to stimulate nitric oxide, and that's what you need. Nitric oxide, we have a 3-gas system. In order for oxyhemoglobin to even drop off oxygen in the tissues, it needs to have nitric oxide. So you have carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitric oxide. Without adequate on-site, anatomically, specifically localized nitric oxide, you cannot release oxygen into the tissue. Next component?
The ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to lower blood viscosity, improve microperfusion. It's very, very important. That's one of the reasons why the Canadian government, being the nanny state, pulled ginkgo from the original formula. So the Canadian version of Cardiovasc doesn't have ginkgo. The American version, which we have, does have the original formula. Next component.
Yeah, so then we have the milk thistle.
And by the way, the reason why they do that is because they don't want people to take it 3 or 4 days before major surgery, because you will bleed more. But guess what? That's not going to happen if you bump yourself or you're playing golf or you cut yourself with your farm implements or your gardening. It's, again, the nanny state, you just have to stop it 3 or 4 days before major surgery, and you're going to be fine. So we'll get back to the next component when we come back. And maybe your little guy's around to cheer us on if he's awake.
I think he's on his way back from daycare, actually.
Ah, is he? Okay. Back in a moment with Fareed. Get your cardiovascular. Be nice to your arteries and your heart. And we're into the next component in this amazing formula called Cardiovasc. I believe every adult should be taking it. I believe that one of the things, even if somebody is normal tensive, is you do an endopad or endothelix perfusion test. 95% of the adult population have low perfusion. And in fact, if you overtreat someone's blood pressure, you drop from normal perfusion to hypoperfusion, and this test will show positive. And people don't know that, do they? They often think, well, my doctor's got my blood pressure is normal. It doesn't mean your perfusion is normal. Because you see, your heart contracts and then your blood vessels contract and pushes out to the tissues. If you have low perfusion, that's why this formula is not just a blood pressure and vascular protective formula. It's a perfusion formula. And I think there's a German term that you like to use that your dad, when he was trained in Germany, uses as
Kreislauf,
which is perfusion is king, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Circulation, perfusion, yeah. Exactly.
Right. And of course, if you look in, interesting, Oriental Medicine has all kinds of technology. If you go to the various places that actually sell their technology equipment, you can get perfusion equipment from China for all kinds of really fancy stuff. I mean, they've been into it for centuries. This is nothing new to them. And their whole approach to heart disease and vascular disease is much more scientifically based than people in the West believe here, believe it or not. We chase something with the Korotkov sounds developed for blood pressure, and we don't look at actual tests for perfusion, which are more advanced now, coming out of the Technion Institute in Israel over the years. Last 20 years is the endopat and endothelix tests that look at either perfusion flow or temperature of the fingertips to determine if the perfusion is normal. So let's continue with those other components.
Yeah, so I think the only ones that we haven't touched on are the milk thistle and valerian.
Milk thistle is going to stimulate detox. It's our air, food, and water. A lot of our food is toxic with plasticizers, chemicals, with things in the water like fluoridated, chlorinated, brominated water. And if you're going to be taking the detox pathway, you're going to take those chemicals out of your body and reduce the vascular damage. And they interfere with a thing called methylation pathways, which is why one of our supplements uses BioLVR and Samethyl, which is 600 milligrams trimethylglycine under nitrogen and S-adenosyl methionine in a crystalline form. And methylation is very important, but a completely misunderstood pathway that Dr. Kilmer McCauley discovered years ago. And then, of course, the last component is the valerian, which is going to stimulate parasympathetic activity, because when people are under stress and their fight-or-flight reactions are overturned up, they're going to end up with increased free radical damage to their blood vessel walls. So reducing stress, whether it's breathing exercises or meditation or deep tissue massage, whatever you do, you got to reduce the stress hormones, and the valerian will do that. It helps to lower the sympathetic dominant over activity, norepinephrine, dopamine, free radical stress that's causing your artery walls to get fried. It's turning the temperature down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, head to toe, here's what happens when you take Cardiovasc. Number one, your memory gets better. Your hair grows better. All your other vitamins get better perfused or absorbed. Number two, you look at your perfusion of your teeth. If your teeth are having problems with periodontal disease and you're trying to heal them, they heal faster. Your vision improves because you actually perfuse your eyeballs. The eyes are very, very oxidatively active. In fact, per gram, the eyes use up more oxygen and fuel than any other tissue of your body, including your brain. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, the next thing is you move down toward the stomach. When you take Cardiovasc, you actually absorb more of your food. When your heart pumps out to your kidneys, you get more perfusion in your kidneys, you get better kidney function, so it's less likely for you to lose kidney function. When you look down at your bones, if your bones are inflammatory, let's say you're a smoker or you take inflammatory fatty acids, as soon as you start taking Cardiovasc, you're less likely to become osteoporotic or develop arthritis because it's due to nutrient deficiency and increased cytokines, and there's a lot of cytokine blocking effects by taking Cardiovasc that will reduce inflammation throughout your body, including your joints. So it helps everything else. If you're taking our arthritics, joint performance, tendon mender, and our new Red Deer Velvet, which is, by the way, coming this week, this is the first product in history that actually puts you into what's called zero senescence. So it actually supplies you 300 biomolecules of six hormones completely unaltered by your gut and your enzymes and digestive enzymes and acid. And my product, which has got patents pending on it shortly, is the first in the world to actually bring you to what's called zero senescence. It actually, so you combine that with Cardiovasc, your heart's going to heal, your blood vessels are going to heal, your joints, your brain, other tissues. You got to perfuse them first, or the biomolecules can't even get there. That's what Cardiovasc does. It actually not only lowers blood pressure, it improves perfusion. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfusion formula. So, head to toe, we see people with better bones, better skin, better hair and nails, better vision, better hearing, better memories, better cardiac function, better kidney perfusion, better liver and spleen, better bowel absorption of your food, better digestive enzymes. In other words, everything else you take in terms of nutraceuticals works better if you're taking Cardiovasc too. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And I tell people, I said, you know, unless your cardiac system is perfusing your tissues, whatever else you do, if you're digesting food, it's not going to even go to the target tissues. It's a lack of perfusion to specific organs. It's a major factor in low redox, acidosis, accumulation of biotoxins and heavy metals and stealth pathogens. Is all, to a great extent, related to lower perfusion of a target organ. Pretty important, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So if you were to ask a really tough question, I'm putting in my wizard hat today, because I'm the wizard of is. Ask me any question you thought you haven't had answered by any cardiologist, doctor, or health clinic you've gone to that you think needs to be asked, and I've got the answers. Go ahead. Any questions?
Sure. What is the biggest risk factor for a diabetic?
Amputations and renal failure and blindness. All three.
Right.
Amputations, renal failure, and blindness. And the other, of course, is dementia. If you're a diabetic and you don't perfuse your brain, you're about 4 to 5 times more likely to become demented. So you're more likely to lose your toes and feet or have below-the-knee amputations. Better. This is the major cause of renal failure. Taking Cardiovasc will dramatically reduce the chances of renal failure, especially if you take our ultrathiamine B1 and VeinAway along with your Cardiovasc. If you're trying to improve your memory, there's only three types of basically dementia. Neurotransmitter dementia, which is related to perfusion deficiencies, and taking our things like Minerals Plus and other things to help the neurotransmitter conversion like Cognition Plus and Brain Power and Magnesium L-threonate, which is Brain Mag. Then if you have demyelination, you want to take our omega fatty acids along with Cardiovasc. You're going to remyelinate your nerve fiber tracts, but you got to perfuse them first. If you can't perfuse your brain, you can't heal it. Then the third type is infective. We actually have infective causes why people get disease states. Once you perfuse the tissue, especially if you're now in an oxidated environment, you're more likely for your immune cells to deal with intracellular or extracellular pathogens. So perfusion is absolutely essential if you're going to get rid of any illness at all or deliver biomolecules to actually heal.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. Okay,
yep.
Next question. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, from what I understand, the heart is a pretty powerful pump, and so it pumps 5 liters or I think 10 pints per minute for your body.
Well, the heart only pumps about a third of the blood flow to your peripheral tissues.
Oh.
And it doesn't pump any of the blood flow back to your heart. So the two-thirds of the blood flow to your tissues actually is a contractile secondary peristaltic gonadotropin fluid dynamic wave created by your aorta responding to the shearing force of your heart and your arterioles contracting, creating an arterial contractile wave. Like if you had an ultrasound from the side seeing a snake eating a mouse, it would look just like that. So if your arteries are stiff, your heart's going to pump against resistance and they're non-peristaltic. One thing we mentioned in the first segment with David Nierley is ECCP trains your heart to start and your blood vessels get a contractile wave after diastole, so your blood vessels are actually start to cooperate with the heart and creating a secondary peristaltic wave. So what Cardiovasc does, it actually improves that peristaltic metabolic support for the secondary wave. And also the return blood flow to your heart is entirely due to blood vessels. Your veins and venules and vascular bed pushes all the blood back to your heart. So your diastolic blood pressure is completely dependent on vessels. It has no effect on the heart at all. All the heart does is pump the blood out to the lung fields. Now, if you ask the average cardiologist, their brain starts to go bonk, 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 and they have a red light flash on their forehead. And their hair starts to go on fire because you ask some tough questions they've never asked. And it doesn't matter how many years they're in cardiology. They've been doing 10 bypasses a week and 20 cardiac casts. It doesn't matter. If you ask these questions, they've never asked them. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's
true. And, you know, like our friend that says, stupid is as stupid does. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of stupid does around, isn't there?
Yeah, unfortunately there is, especially in the medical profession.
Yeah, as I say, if you don't want to ask the tough questions, you're never going to get to that. As I say, you have to swim in the cesspool of stupid before you rise to the tower of wisdom. I am not afraid of swimming in the cesspool of stupid to rise to the tower to know and understand the reason for why do we have heart disease? Why is our culture particularly bad with vascular disease? Why are we becoming vascular demented, heart failure, cardiac and peripheral vascular blockages? And we chase the wrong thing. There's no excuse for it. We have answers now. We have tests. We have imaging studies. We have biochemistry. It's not open to opinion anymore. I can do tests to prove everything I say is absolutely the only truth. Get your Cardiovasc today and be around tomorrow.
This is a warning to all. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.